and we have on the line the Anglican Bishop of South Sydney, Robert Forsyth. Robert, good evening.
Good evening, Dominic.
Now, I'd like to get your take on what Tim Wilson was saying in putting civil marriage really in parallel to religious marriage. He's talking about a quite significant change to the way we've thought about things up until now.
Well, I want to welcome Tim Wilson's engagement in this matter. I think he's a very helpful contribution. My own view is I think it would be a mistake for the state to redefine marriage to include same-sex relationships as though they are the same as a man and a woman. But if the state does that, they need to be aware that there'll be a significant number, minority possibly, of people who simply will not believe them, that marriage includes both. And what will happen to those people in this society who conscientiously, not just simple sheer prejudice, conscientiously do not believe that a man-woman marriage is the same thing as a man-man-woman-woman? Will they be hounded in the courts, and hounded in the law, or is there a way in which our society can recognise their conscientious difference and not go after them? And Tim Wilson's trying very hard to create that sort of circumstance. So I think it's a very welcome contribution, and I hope that many people can take it seriously and develop it.
Mm. Tim Wilson does seem to be saying, and really seems to be the first person that I've heard, apart from the churches, saying that there is a real risk to religious freedom through this proposed change.
Well, I don't. All I can say, Dominic, is that many of my clergy friends and colleagues and lay people, whether rightly or wrongly, I don't know, are very concerned and fearful that a change in the definition of marriage would lead to significant problems for them. Now, the Presbyterians have decided, in New South Wales at least, the best way is getting out. Not entirely sure that is the answer, but we'll see. But Tim Wilson's engagement at least says religious freedom is another freedom. See, my problem with the whole human rights at the moment is the Human Rights Commission should not be called the Human Rights Commission, but the Human Right Commission. Because you get the impression there's only one human right, the right not to be discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
There are other human rights. There's the freedom of speech and the right of religious freedom. Whether someone is religious or not is a right. It's guaranteed by the United Nations covenants. And we need to have a society which allows plurality and diversity and doesn't prosecute one group against the other. And I'm hoping that if the law is changed, which I don't want to happen in Australia, it will not lead to many people feeling that they're now going to have the law chased against them.
Mm.
I'm not entirely... my own view is this. I believe that people say there's a majority for same-sex marriage. I don't know if that's true or not, but most Aussies would say, oh, well, live and let live. Right? I don't know what I think. I don't think most Australians would want to see religious people prosecuted for their own conscience. I think Australia is an easy-going country. So if we do,
and we have had stories coming from overseas of religious people being prosecuted,
and it's in countries with, I think, America and other places, and they're all slightly more anxious over there. I'm hoping that Australia can be different if the law is changed, and I don't think it should be changed. Needs to be changed in a way that does not mean there's a one entire group lose. I mean, it might have to be. I mean, someone asked me the other day, he said, is the church out of touch with society? I said, well, our main goal is not to be in touch with society, but with God.
Yeah.
And although we Anglicans have once dominated the world, in Australia at least, when we first started, the only clergyman that was one clergyman, one of ours, who married everybody. But we've increasingly realised that we have to be a group within a plural society, and we're not to dominate. We don't want to dominate, but we need the freedom to practice what we sincerely believe. And my concern, and I think it's Tim Wilson's concern, and you mentioned Paul Kelly's excellent article in The Australian,
yeah,
is that people are not talking about the question of religious freedom, and I fear that this will be taken very, very unhelpfully. In Tasmania at the moment, there's a the so-called marriage equality people are taking the Roman Catholic Church's pamphlet about protecting marriage to some discrimination commission.
Yep.
Because they send something to their own people in their own schools presenting Christian doctrine. If we're in a society where you cannot tell your own people in your own schools what the Christian doctrine is, I think we're in a very serious situation. And that's the kind of thing that Tim Wilson is concerned about, and I want to honour him for that.
Hmm. There's somebody in America, really a story about suing the Bible publishers in a $70 million lawsuit for... It's just in the last 24 hours or so, a homosexual man has filed a $70 million lawsuit against Bible publisher Zondervan, alleging that their version of the Bible that refers to homosexuality as a sin violates his constitutional rights and has caused him emotional distress.
I think, Dominic, I would not get too anxious. That's what's called overreach.
It is overreach, isn't it?
That's overreach. I think that's... That's hubris, that's pride, and that will be. I can't imagine in America. I can't imagine even America. The downside is it costs money to defend. Now Zondervan's full of money. I know that, but that's crazy. The thought that in our society you cannot you're damaging a person's honor or dignity by thinking they're doing something wrong. That's why you should be sued is an appalling thought. That completely destroys the principle of freedom of conscience and freedom of speech. I just hope we're not that silly, and I do hope that court case is dismissed and this kind of overreach is put back in its place.
All right, Rob Forsyth, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
You're very welcome.
That's Robert Forsyth on the line. He is the Anglican Bishop of South Sydney.